1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The death toll in Texas climbing to 118 following the July 4th flash flooding. More than 170 people are still missing, most of them in Kerr County. The sheriff says crews won't stop searching for victims. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
I've been speaking with EMS officials who are telling me that they are going to scour every single inch of the Guadalupe River all the way down to its terminus at Canyon Lake. That's 125 river miles away. It's a process that could take months.
On Capitol Hill, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the former White House physician for President Joe Biden, appeared for a GOP House deposition into Biden's health. The doctor did not respond to multiple questions. Under health insurance portability and accountability, or HIPAA, doctors have a legal obligation to not talk about their patients, including interactions and diagnosis. 2 years after Elon Musk hired Linda Yaccarino as CEO for X, Yaccarino announcing she's leaving the social media platform. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Thursday's La Crosse Common Council meeting will have several agenda items, starting with action on multiple property developments that seek to add housing units and commercial space to the city. Other council agenda items include modifying the La Crosse Regional Airport's operating budget to handle a pair of capital projects, funding to repair the roof of the La Crosse Center, setting aside legal funds for the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition, and approving a plat for a subdivision south of the Highways 14, 35, 61 roundabout. Gas prices continue to fall in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger than expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer.
Here in La Crosse, prices currently sit at around $2.90 per gallon, just below the statewide average. Across the river in Houston County, prices are only slightly higher at around $2.93 per gallon. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said that the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Blackhawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th until June 9th this year and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. That was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Dry and sunny today with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny. Highs will make it to the mid 80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Celi Flores, a DACA recipient. We'll explore what it was like watching the 2024 election unfold and what it's like now watching Donald Trump attack immigrants from coast to coast.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Eagle, 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll get to your calls in a moment. The news continues to drum on, as does the controversy and scandals involving the Trump administration and Jeffrey Epstein. The Trump administration now trying to bury the Epstein story, the very story and related stories and conspiratorial elements that they used to fuel meaningful portions of their movement, they are now trying to set aside. We'll say more about that in hour three. I want to talk about power. Questions we've got for our audience, and we've got the smartest audience in radio, and I am grateful for it. What are words that work? Where do we need to use them? Where do we be smarter about them? We build our catalog of words that work. Democratic versus Democrat. There's a reason they're trying to undermine our chosen language, even about political parties. One thing that I'm trying to get out there is to all of the pundits out there who keep saying, oh, don't violate norms, say principles, not norms, principles. Who cares about norms? I care about the norm from Cheers, and God rest in peace, Mr. Wendt. But when it comes to our government, in fact, are we in favor of what is normal? Not everybody is. When you say we got to defend the norms, I don't think it's very persuasive. We've got to stand up for democratic principles, got to stand up for American principles, got to stand up for governance principles. I think it's more persuasive. Back in the day, they kept calling it the Mueller investigation. I heard from a listener here, we got to call it the Trump corruption investigation, not the Mueller investigation, not investigating Mueller. They're investigating Trump corruption. We heard about the Hortmans, who were assassinated, but instead the media, too much of the media would call it just a killing. Whereas when Donald Trump put his hand to his ear and then blood came and they found a shooter out there, they said that was a would-be assassin. Well, if there is a politically motivated killing, that is in fact an assassination, not just a killing. Words matter. If you have some to add to that lexicon, would love to hear it. A listener made the point, as we're stewing on words, let's make sure we're getting that to yield action. And we had another listener who said, and Lynn had to say yes. And if we're going to, if we're feeling down, one of the best things we can do is take action. And what are actions we can take? Well, maybe it's putting words on our shirt. I want to say something again about power. I'll return to the idea of power. Imagine two different teams. Fake world. Might bear some resemblance to a world you know, but it's a fake world. Imagine one team that makes policy focused on data and arguments around doing the right thing, making governance work, muddling through the thicket of things that have been done. abiding by principles, not norms of democracy. And yes, norms too, of course. Imagine that team. I think part of what it should be doing is sharing power, because that's what democracy is about. It's rooted in humility. Imagine another team. Another team thinks their role is to gain, harness, and wield power, making decisions focused on rewarding friends and punishing enemies. And most of all, making decisions based on building their own power. Which team's going to win? We can say which team we're going to root for. But if we think in terms of policymaking by the current regime, and there has never been a better use of that term in this country, what do I mean? If you're looking at how to evaluate which team is which, you'd be looking at policy choices that are made less with objectives in mind, unless the objective is preservation or advancement of its own power. So one thing we have noticed, and let's list some of them so that we can make the case and share it with others. We can crystallize what's going on. The attacks that the right wing makes are usually best described with efforts to advance power. More recently, promoting 501c3 churches from going beyond issue discussions to, in fact, endorsing candidates, meanwhile silencing healthcare organizations from talking about coverage, threatening to remove the 501c3 status from healthcare nonprofits if they talk about the importance of Medicaid coverage. While they, on the other side, promote 501c3 churches, how am I having such a hard time saying 501c3 churches, from going beyond issue discussions to, in fact, endorsing candidates, which is anathema to American principles for decades. Threatening and defunding educational institutions that are rooted in truth rather than rooted in the power structure of the MAGA movement. I bought my first Harvard article of clothing as a small act of pro-Lynn protest to say, well, at least I could buy a shirt. It was actually a jacket, a little more expensive than a shirt. Gutting public agencies that are viewed as allies of social justice and allies of science. But we can go backwards to monuments and heroes, going after Thomas Jefferson, funding efforts to undermine his place in history, sometimes using the fact that he owned slaves as an argument, but the real justification being his advancement of pro-middle-class policy, his advancement of pro-democracy policy, and his distrust of concentrated economic power. That was his real sin to the people who spend real time undermining him and real money doing it. Making sure Bill Clinton didn't get a monument. Why did they care about trying to go after him towards the end of his administration for having a tryst in the White House? What now seems like a quaint scandal compared to what we've been dealing with for this year and not very many years ago with Trump 1 and Trump 2. Because they knew that that would mean it was much less likely that there'd be schools named Clinton, that there'd be airports named Clinton. There'd be a Reagan airport, but there wouldn't be a Clinton airport, because they wanted to make sure that the rhetoric of power, that the legacy of this country was tilted in their direction. When you go through a walk in the Grand Coulee Dam, it is scrubbed of any reference of FDR, scrubbed of any reference of that this was a way for the United States of America to invest in America's future. Scrubbed is any reference to the Great Depression, what needed to be done to save America. When the right wing goes after tort reform, going after trial lawyers, going after juries, it's not just because they're trying to save their donors' money, it's also because they want to go after sources of revenue, sources of donations to Democrats. Trump attacking journalism, voter suppression, going after young voters and BIPOC voters. Education itself going after the Department of Education. You think they really have a problem with George Soros? They really think that he's a Zionist conspiracist, whatever craziness they talk about? No, it's that he is one of the only, one of the very, very few billionaires in America who is not donating only to advance his own economic self-interest. And so they've got to attack that. Attacks on organized labor. Those aren't policy-based. That's to undermine one of the too few strong sources of power. Sources of strength for democracy, for pro-social efforts. Eliminating DEI initiatives, diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives within corporations. That is to try to limit those voices and eliminate those voices and that funding for something other than just internalized greed or profit or the MAGA movement itself. Let's see what's happening through a lens of power. It'll help. It'll help us get more. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back. What are the things hard or simple that we can do to gain power, to save democracy, and what are the words that work?
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide. bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans, use your equity, even sell your property, and you don't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/time, and you will get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why we trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom. Hello there. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Ziggy from Oneonta, New York, I believe. Go ahead, Ziggy.
Yes. How you doing, Jefferson?
I'm rocking.
Oh, good. Well, I see that George is the hardest working person in the office, so I was glad to see that, you know.
He's very hardworking. He naps, he begs, he does some other things. To be clear, people know who George is. George is my dog. George is at the vet today, which he hates with the passion of a thousand, the flames of a thousand suns. But go ahead, Ziggy.
Okay, I have two words that I think are appropriate for the Trumplicans. Okay. And they're old words, and you'll know what they are when you hear them.
Okay.
FUBAR and or SNAFU.
Yep. Aware of them?
Yes, and I'm not going to describe what they are, but essentially that's what's going on with the Republican Party. They're just screwed up, basically.
They are engaged in many snafus, and they are FUBAR. Thank you very much, Ziggy.
One quick thing.
Please.
I just also wanted to mention, I do have two sites where I have T-shirts. One is Siggy Ziggy, S-I-G-G-Y, Z-I-G-G-Y, and the other one's just the opposite, Ziggy, S-I-G-G-Y, S-I-G-G-Y. .com, both of them. And I do a lot of democracy items, and I have lots of T-shirts. And I find I wear different T-shirts and different bumper stickers and different dog scarves on my animals.
That's
be everything from. Yeah, yeah. You can have dog scarves and other stuff. And, I find that when I go places, people always ask me and talk about everything, and it's a great way. And I find most people are on our side. The ones that aren't, I try to engage and have a conversation. And I do similar to what you did the other day. I try to stay calm, ask them questions, try to show them where, you know, you're totally wrong, without saying totally wrong, of course. You know, and I find that it gets a lot of conversations started. So I think that's a great idea.
Keep after Ziggy. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Be well. Gar from Atlanta, you are on.
How you doing, Jefferson?
Rolling. I was rocking a second ago. Now I'm rolling.
Okay, yeah, you're rocking and rolling, and you're hitting the grand slam filling in for Tom.
Oh, thanks, man.
Hey, the thing I want to talk about is the word right. Mm. You know, the word right means correct. Subliminally, you're telling them they're
absolutely
right. They're correct.
Absolutely.
That's one word that I think is misused, is the word right. It means correct.
What do we do? I think this is one of the most important ones. I think the fact that they get to be the right wing and everything is left, you know, if you're left, you're left out, right? You're left off. Left is the weaker hand. Left, I mean, it's right is correct and right is a stronger hand. Just that is a lousy lot. I don't buy it. I don't think the spectrum is accurate. It's not how I want to describe things. How do you talk about it instead, Gar?
Oh, well, I would talk about it as wrong.
That's pretty good.
Wrong, not right, but wrong.
That's pretty good.
And that's your word people I'd be scared of is wrong. Tell them they're wrong. You're not right. You're wrong. When you take a test in school, you either got the right answer or you got the wrong answer.
It's pretty good.
Right and wrong go together. Now, all of a sudden, they want to tell them right, but then they want to switch it to left. It don't add up. Don't add up. And right. Another word, too, yep. is insurrection. Insurrection instead of terrorism. In other words, the president of the United States did a Bin Laden, and everybody want to call it insurrection.
Hmm.
They tried to hang the vice president, and they want to call it insurrection. The so-called right is killing the so-called left on the word game, killing them.
No.
Thank you, sir.
That last point, Gar, thanks for your wisdom. That last point, they have had, and it's a little bit, like, understand, again, I try to simplify things for understanding, that sometimes gains truth, also has a risk of being inaccurate, at least around the edges. But nonetheless, I think it's useful. So, again, imagine two teams. One team is rooted in activism, and therefore it's trying to figure out the right thing to do, the right problems to solve, what's true, what's good, what's better. The other team, what they have more of is dough. And the people that end up following them are people who are comfortable with that, comfortable with saying yes in church, comfortable with buying things in multi-level marketing organizations, comfortable with saying yes, sir, to an overlord. And also what they have is they can get together, starting back with Hannah and William McKinley, is they can be top-down, have a tradition of being top down when it comes to language. So what they do is they figure it out. I mean, go no further than Frank Luntz. They spend a lot of time, energy, and resource figuring out human psychology and figuring out language. And meanwhile, the activists are trying to figure out what the right thing to do is. And one of the reasons I appreciate this program is our chance to try to make an even more strategic progressive movement. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We got some bangers today, 202-808-9925. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
The show must go on, and at the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, it takes passion, dedication, and dollars. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, and a budget of $160,000 is needed in order to welcome farm enthusiasts to Clinton Farms for this year's event. Joining us is Ruth Trinrud, a dairy farmer who is leading the charge when it comes to fundraising. She says the local community will feel the economic benefit of the event coming to Bear Creek.
Absolutely. The businesses in this area, and not even just in the Clintonville Bear Creek area for this particular show, the entire Waupaca County, we're very close to Outagamie County. There's going to be businesses there that will feel the effects of so many visitors in the area for, you know, for those 3 days. And again, even in the weeks leading up to it. So yeah, it's going to be great. It will, yeah, it'll definitely impact many people. And we couldn't all, not everyone can give a very high amount, but those smaller amounts absolutely like help us out. And so because of that, there's so many of people that have wanted to help out because they know the Clinton family or they just are excited about agriculture.
Ruth Trinrud, in charge of fundraising for this year's Farm Technology Days. To donate time, money, materials, or in-kind equipment, visit wifarmtechdays.org. Stick around. I've got a look at your midday markets after this.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most, your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com. I'm Kylie Allen for the Midwest Farm Report, taking a look at your markets midday on a Wednesday. Cash corn is up 1.5, trading at $3.99.5. New crop corn is trading at $4.15.25, up 1. Cash soybeans is trading at $10.13.5, down 7.75. New crop soybeans are trading at $10.10.75, down 6.75. New crop wheat is trading up 1 at $5.48.75. August Class 3 milk contract is trading at $17.95, up 4. September milk is trading up 6 at $18.62. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Dry and sunny today, with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny. Highs will make it to the mid-80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Report.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, Let us tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. Tom's favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work when you need a good night's sleep. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery. And from a limited time, you can save 25% off your whole purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code Tom. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. We are back. Let's go straight to your calls. We are talking about words. We are talking about power. Let's go to Neil from Greenville, South Carolina. Go ahead, Neil.
Jefferson, how are you, brother?
I'm holding up.
So I'm going to echo something that one of your other callers said. And I've always said this idea of the white. It just frustrates the hell out of me. And then when we repeat it, we just reinforce the narrative. And then the other thing for me is we have never been a democracy. Yeah. I say, yes, we have. Fine, we have been putting forth the effort, but we've never been a democracy. So I think one thing that we need to first do is admit the truth. And then once you admit the truth, you can start to build something that you now can, you know that you never had. Because if you look at what we've done with gerrymandering, you look at what the Supreme Court has done, we have, you look at Citizens United, this is not a damn democracy. These elections are bought and paid for. They're bought and paid for. So this idea that, hey, the midterms are going to be fine because we're going to flip this and flip that, I say that's bullshit. Until such time as we call a coup a coup, we call evil evil, we call the attempt to take away voting rights from people who shouldn't be voting, we have to call kidnapping kidnapping instead of, oh, ICE is out there managing deportation. No, they're not. They're freaking kidnapping people. And when you kidnap someone, you should be arrested.
I hear you.
So what we won't call it truth to truth.
I do. So of course, there's nobody who could fully endorse everything the United States of America has done, including very specifically the state of its democracy, if it can be called that. What do you think we do with that? So you say we start anchored in truth. And I don't, of course, it's impossible to disagree with that. And I would say that to me, democracy is not a destination, but a process. Are we doing it better or worse? Are we more of one or less of one? I am not a democracy fundamentalist, but I am a democracy loyalist. But what do we do? What do we do with that? Once we say, okay, well, we're not a democracy, then what, Neil?
So I think then we can start the process of undressing. We have to. There's a reason why we're now going into the education system and saying, let's remove the books. Let's start to teach something other than being woke, other than explaining to our education. It was killing people. It was colonizing people in order that we could be wealthy. And I love what the Germans did.
I got to cut you off, and we got to be careful. Not only is a family program, but we go out on FC regulated airwaves. So I've got to end this. I've got to end this call because them's the rules.
Love you, brother.
Thank you, man. Corey from Tacoma, you're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson, good to see you, or hear you. I just realized it's my 67th birthday today. I was looking at my calendar.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
and many more. Anyway, I said some words. There's two words, the opposites, liberal and illiberal.
Yeah.
But if you say illiberal fast, like let's say you're talking about an ignorant, prejudiced, ignorant, intolerant bigot, you say he's illiberal. No, some of the right wingers who never went past the eighth grade, they might say, hear you say he's a liberal and think that when they see that person like that, that represents a liberal instead of somebody who's not liberal.
Or a liberal who has a cold.
Yeah. But you know, if you look up liberal, it basically means it comes to grow up, rise, or other belonging to free men.
Yeah.
And that's the adjective form of the noun liberty and the verb liberate. You know, liberals liberate. And there's another word too. Well, like the guy called in earlier with foobar and snafu. I like to make that a trifecta and add bohica in there.
Oh, there you go. Spell that one for people.
Yeah. But, you know, like words that, like when Reagan, you know, he was calling his freedom fighters, you know, the Contras, that's exactly what they were. Crime fighters fight crime, or firefighters fight fires. His freedom fighters, they're fighting freedom. They're fighting against it. You know, it was the other side that wanted to, you know, have, you know, worker safety laws and child labor laws.
But I want to go back a half step. You said Mojica. Spell that one for people.
Bohica. There's no bad words in it. Can I say what it means?
If it's no bad words in it, yes.
Yeah, but bend over, here it comes again.
Okay, that's a little bad. It's not about the words, but it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But like Trump did the same thing when he was, you know, talking about it. You know, there's appointees, like when he says, this person's incredible, this person's unbelievable. If you take that at the literal meaning of those words, it's exactly that. They didn't lack credibility, right, and nobody could believe them.
What I'll take from this, I don't know if I'm going to be saying Bohica a whole lot, but that's the first, and I'm not sure how many more times I'll say it my whole life. But the liberators thing is interesting. The root, I struggle with liberal and illiberal. I think that it's worth using those words. I think it's worth teaching people those words. It's worth making sure those words are good things rather than bad things. Heck yes, heck yes, heck yes. Or at least the word liberal is a good thing, not a bad thing. That's why I quibble about the use of neoliberal when it's usually so often said by somebody who's political progressive, and it sounds like, and they're talking trash about neoliberal, and so they end up driving the popularity of the idea of liberal down, basically just because of ill choices of words and not being rhetorically strategic or tactical. But you said something really smart. You said it's rooted in liberation, and calling allies liberators, that's interesting, and I hadn't thought of that before, so I like that, Corey. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, there's the neoliberal. I prefer myself being called paleoliberal. No, the old version of it. Liberators.
It's fun, but I don't know. Anybody knows? I mean, you know, there's several of us who would know the hell you're talking about, and several of us would enjoy it.
One thing that liberals like myself, understand is that, you know, all our freedoms come pre-attached to responsibilities, at least one responsibility.
I like the word responsibility. Go ahead.
The one freedom that the right seems to want is freedom from responsibility.
Yeah.
So they don't want any responsibility at all. They just want to go be able to do stuff without any consequence.
Here'd be my note, Corey. As you're thinking about, and I like it that you kind of think about the word games, think about the word play, and think about even strategic rhetoric. Think about if your audience were, to use a couple of our listeners, sort of that middle third. It's not precisely accurate, but it's good rule of thumb. And how would you speak and what words would you use to that person? I think that's an interesting way to think about it. Before we go to break, though, let's get to Debbie from New Hampshire. Debbie, you got a minute.
Okay, great. Jefferson, thank you so much. You did such a wonderful job. I really, really enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thank you.
I learned so much, and it's really great. What I would like to say, as a linguist, I'm a Spanish-speaking medical interpreter. So I love language. I love words. But I think one problem that we progressives have is that we a lot of us have more education than a lot of Americans. Like, you know, I have a master's level degree. But I think that since, you know, whatever study you follow, whether most American voters are at a fourth or sixth grade reading level, I feel like we need to bring our register down when we're talking politics. You know, the right has the corner of the market on manipulating language. You know, like they say, the right to work, right, for less. Really, it's the right to work for less.
Yeah.
But they make it sound like it's a good thing. So when voters go and they look at the right to work and they don't know what it means, they say, oh, that sounds good. Let me vote for that. Or Citizens United, right? That sounds like a good thing. But no, we citizens are not united in favor of that most terrible vote, right? So they're manipulating language. They make things sound good when they're not. But if people don't have time to research the meanings, then they don't know the difference.
No, I think that's the game, Debbie.
What's that?
I think that's the game. I think you're exactly right. I think that's the game.
Yeah, and when we talk about, when we talk about DEI, let's always say what each letter stands for, but also, at least equally important, let's mention who is included in DEI. Women, for example, being one of the biggest beneficiaries of diversity.
Yeah, or just fairness initiatives. I like the word fairness. I like, you know, peasant words.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Peasant words are a reference to a previous caller. We'll talk about the curse of knowledge and being strategic and thinking about the audience coming up next.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Shayna Broussard became the chair of the Federal Election Commission July 1st. Problem is, her bipartisan commission, hapless in the best of times, will still be paralyzed. The agency is supposed to have 6 members, but has only 3, so no enforcement can take place. Broussard, a Democrat, was nominated by President Donald Trump in his first term and confirmed by the Senate in December 2020. Broussard served as a counsel in the FEC beginning in 2008. Broussard takes the reins of an agency unable to do its job. Resignations of commissioners in January and April and Trump's firing of Chair Ellen Weintraub in February left only 3 members and no quorum to enforce election and campaign finance rules. The commission frequently deadlocks along its 3 Democrat and 3 Republican party lines. Only in egregious cases of corruption, such as Congressman George Santos, is a bipartisan recommendation for prosecution typically made. The FEC can continue to require campaign finance reporting, receive complaints, investigate, and make recommendations. It just can't enforce anything. Why, you may ask, has a Democrat become chair of the Trump administration's FEC? Because it's unlikely Trump Trump will nominate an additional 3 members, keeping the FEC powerless to referee the upcoming midterms. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've heard a rumor. You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that is not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity and packed with just type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless, easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping available only at GetNativePath.com. That's GetNativePath.com/Tom. GetNativePath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. And we're back. Call in number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. I want to say something about empathy. And not entirely to wrap up, but at least put some version of a bow on this conversation about power and words. Have you heard the phrase, the curse of knowledge? It means actually a kind of specific thing. The curse of knowledge is it can be hard to forget what you know. That when you know a thing, it's hard to imagine that people you talk to don't also know that thing. And it can sound like knowledge is a compliment, but the curse of knowledge is actually linked to being egocentric and lacking empathy, thinking more about what you think, more about what you know, but more what you want to say, and less about what your audience thinks, what your audience knows, what your audience needs to hear. That if in our language we can be empathetic, and that is a value that we share. We don't live it every moment. I certainly don't. But that if we can remember to put on our empathy suit of clothes when we are communicating, it helps. Because it can help address that curse of knowledge. To help make sure we choose language, choose words, choose topics that have a better chance of landing. Have a better chance of persuading. Have a better chance of educating. Have a better chance of building human connection, if that's what we're after. So as we are working to be strategic with language, and I agree, we get outgunned. We get outgunned for lots of reasons. A lot of it is just throughput. A lot of it is just there's a lot more conservative bought media than otherwise. If there were the same degree of investment, this show would have vastly more capacity, but on vastly more radio stations because people would be putting in dough to just make it happen. That's what happened with Rush Limbaugh. They just put in dough to help make him happen. When he'd lose advertisers, they just billionaires put in dough to make him happen. Just forced it down the throats of American people until more people started picking him up. And he found his audience. Tom has built something. Tom's team has built something impressive and important and almost unique in American society. It's one of the reasons I'm so grateful to be a part of it these days. One challenge there is, one of the reasons I don't just kind of throw stones at progressives who, if and when they lose a words war, is that some of this is just based on capacity, just based on distribution power. Right? A friend of mine who worked in communications and advertising, said, yeah, everybody comes and they want an ad campaign like Nike or Apple, not thinking that Nike and Apple are putting $1 billion into their advertising. So just do it was smart. What was also really great was be able to say just do it with paying the most famous athletes in the world lots of money and then put that on through throughput like nobody else possibly can. Apple, same thing. So I do recognize that to win a word war, we have to build capacity. We also have to work through grassroots channels. I also recognize that some of it is from the root of our thing is very often activism root, often an academic root, and neither of those are the same thing as an advertising or a communication for persuasion or a sales perspective. And I do want us to get a little more strategic. And I think some of it is from that curse of knowledge. And this is the thing we can control. We can control our own empathy. We can control our own strategy and tactics. We can think about our chances to be precise without being pedantic, being accurate, without trying to wield our own intelligence like a cudgel, because who likes that? Nobody likes that. I have yet to meet the smartest person in the world. And as I think it was it Socrates that taught this, or was it Plato? I think it was Socrates. The person who says they are, we already know is not. The person who claims to be the most wise, we know they are not the most wise. So that thing almost just doesn't exist. Each of us should root our communication and empathy just like we root our democracy and humility, because that is the point. Democracy is based on a fundamental idea that none of us, I am not right all the time, that we're smarter together than we are apart. Let's go to the last thing. Gordon, you got like a minute in Naperville, Illinois.
Hey, I got three things for your list of 50 things, and I got a word for you. The first thing we can do to save democracy is vote every time. Show up.
Love it.
Do whatever you have to do to vote. Check on your registration, make sure it's there, and vote.
One is vote. I love it. What's two?
Speak truth to power. And this is especially true for the media. I want to give every reporter, every journalist out there a simple question to ask.
Number two is speak truth to power. You're cutting in and out a little bit, so I'm going to help translate. One was vote. Two is speak truth to power. What's number three?
See the opposition as afflicted. Treat them like, when you're talking to them, talk to them like a therapist.
Oh, I want to get into that, but I will have to do that after the break. And then what? Yeah. That's brilliant. What's your word?
Republican.
Yeah, I get it.
Because everybody in that party who can govern has left. They are now fully and completely the Republican Party. Emphasis on con, because that's what they're doing to this country.
Thanks so much. Talking as a therapist, that's interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of tariff warning letters sent out today to U.S. trade partners.
President Trump posted on social media letters he sent to the leaders of Algeria, Brunei, Iraq, Libya, Moldova, and the Philippines, informing them of the tariff rates that will go into effect on August 1st for goods imported from those countries into the U.S. The president extended his pause on tariffs. They were set to go into effect today, but now that new deadline is August 1st, as the administration continues talks with trade partners. The president said Tuesday he considers negotiating to be too time-consuming at this point.
ABC's Karen Travers. In Texas, at least 118 are dead following Friday's flash floods in Texas Hill Country. More than 170 others still missing, the majority in hard-hit Kerr County. And in New Mexico, a separate storm last night blamed for at least three deaths due to flooding. Ex-CEO Linda Yaccarino today announcing she's leaving the social media platform after 2 years. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding.